This is a very controversial topic, and I don't mind being controversial from time to time at all. Is our social media currently programmed, the social media programs currently running, are we creating young prostitutes from the different opportunities they have to promote themselves and to charge men to see their bodies? I wonder if we're creating a whole group of prostitutes. I mean, from the ages of supposedly 18 and above, right? These online social media sites where women charge $5 a month to see them in bikinis and $10 a month to see them playing video games with their bikini top off and $50 a month if you want to see them nude. Sounds like we're creating prostitutes. Women that are using their body and taking money from men. Isn't that what prostitution is all about? You know, I remember a number of years ago, maybe 2 years ago, with the My OnlyFans or Only My Fans. I don't know the correct name of the organization. But there was a woman that was on there, and I got a call from a father saying, I think my daughter is underage, and she's doing photos and videos and everything on one of these sites. I don't even have to mention the site. You can already know which one it probably is. And he said, I've been getting text messages from girlfriends of hers saying that they're seeing her all over the place naked, charging all kinds of money, making a ton of money a month, underage, by the way. And he flipped out and he absolutely had her take everything down. Here's a woman that had been accepted into a major university. If that major university found out that she was doing something like this, I doubt that she would have been accepted still. Because it is a form of legal prostitution, isn't it? So anytime you charge money for men to see your body or to men to see you playing video games, and of course then you can just go right to regular porn, right, and see women having sex, you can see that for free. But here we are with these younger women. Some of them are gorgeous, some of them are average, some of them are really good at using the right cameras, lighting, makeup, and everything to make them look so phenomenal. And we're buying into it. I mean, men are paying $5 a month, $12 a month, $50 a month to see this. This is no different than porn, except you have to pay for it. You can actually do porn for free online. I say this because I think every parent should be highly aware of what their children are doing, even their young adult children. I would be pretty terrified to know if I had a 16, 18, 19-year-old daughter who was online, and I've had a couple of the clients, they were making $25,000 a week. $25,000 a week through these different programs. I would be quite concerned because where is this going to lead to next, right? All addictions, an addiction to money leads to more addictions. An addiction to the attention they're getting can lead to, I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to do more. If I can make $50 a month and show them X, well, why don't I make $75 a week, a day, whatever it might be, with this one person, and I'm going to show them something special I don't show anyone else. Do you see how the tunnel gets deeper and deeper and deeper? There's nothing good that comes out of this other than women making money in a way that is called prostitution. If you would like to do something about this and you have young girls that are your daughters, I would highly sit down and talk to them. I would share with them about the world of addiction and sex addiction and financial addiction. And once you get comfortable making $18,000 a month, $25,000 a month, $30,000 a month, that becomes an addiction. It's going to be very hard for an 18, 20, 25, 30-year-old young woman to walk away from $20,000 a month when all she's doing is in her bathroom, in her bedroom, playing video games. And then, of course, some of them go deeper, right? I want to bring this to our attention because so many people are afraid to talk about it. I'm not afraid to talk about it. If you would like help, maybe you're one of those women that has gotten addicted to making the money, gotten addicted to the attention, and you need help, contact me at talkdavid.com. Maybe you're a parent that you believe your daughter is doing these type of things, or you know she is and you're not sure what to do, contact me at talkdavid.com. Listen, I have nothing against women showing their bodies. As a matter of fact, I'm more liberal than most probably. I don't have a problem with legal prostitution, to be quite honest with you, the way it's done in Amsterdam. There's so many things I don't have a problem with, but I do have a problem with a young girl who doesn't have the maturity to know how to limit herself and to know how to protect herself from getting into legal problems or physical problems in this world. Contact me at talkdavid.com. Let's really use some common sense and hopefully end this practice. Now, are we going to ever end it? You know, when money comes into play and certain social media platforms are making a ton of money and this OnlyFans or whatever it's called is making a ton of money, It's going to take a lot for changes to happen. But so what? We have the power to do it. If you need help, it's talkdavid.com. I'm David Essel. Have a great day.